Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. We've been talking about supernatural experiences and our attitudes towards them and how those attitudes affect our not only experiencing the supernatural experiences, but our attitudes towards the supernatural affects our attitude toward God and towards ourselves and towards others. When we talk about our attitudes towards the supernatural, what we're really saying is, are we going to let God be God? Are we going to let Him decide how He wants to relate to us? Or are we going to restrict Him in saying He has to relate to us in one way or another? Just as a quick refresher, the supernatural realm is the realm of reality where your soul exists, the human soul, your mind, will, and emotions. When we use the term supernatural, it merely means above the natural realm. If you want a quick review, check out either our previous podcasts on this subject and review the chart, the three realms of reality, that's available on the Blog Talk Radio profile page under links and also at wecanprepare.org. We look at the supernatural realm as a mystery, as something we're so unfamiliar with. We don't know where to start. We don't know if we should start. Many of us have been taught that the supernatural realm is off limits, that it's dangerous. It's like a hot stove. If you even go near it, there's a danger you could get burned. But when we put things in perspective, we see that the supernatural realm is under the authority of the spiritual realm. And since you are a spirit being, you have authority over the supernatural realm. So there's nothing to be afraid of, though we approach the supernatural realm and learning about it with respect, just as you would with a hot stove. When you're a child and you don't know, you don't have the wisdom, you don't know how to control your actions and your impulses, your mom's going to tell you, no, you stay away from that hot stove. But as an adult, hopefully, you're cooking on it. You've mastered recognizing when it's hot, when it's dangerous, and when it's cold, and now you use it. You've mastered the stove. Well, it's the same for us. When we were at the mercy of the supernatural realm, before we were a spirit being, it is a dangerous place if you don't have authority over it. But you and I have authority and are actually assigned the project of learning to rule and reign over the supernatural realm. Now, we are not alone in the supernatural realm. We have talked before about how our approach, to knowing God is based on our beliefs, that as we are more and more in tune and aligned with who he is, who he says he is, we become more and more in tune with the projects that he assigns us. So we more and more become comfortable and at rest with the projects he assigns us. So in the supernatural realm, when we talk about what's going on there, it's not based on our recognition that it's going on. It's going on whether you recognize it or not. For instance, in your room right now or in your car, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there's a whole light range that is not visible to your eyes using your natural eyes. That doesn't mean it's not there. It's just not visible to your eyes. Likewise, there's a whole top and bottom range to the audio range that you're hearing right now. We all know you can get those dog whistles that dogs can hear that people can't. But those sounds are in the air right now. It's just you aren't perceiving them. So we learn to recognize that our senses need to be tuned. We need to be learning and being taught how to use the senses that already reside in our soul. Just as your bodily senses, your sight, your hearing, your smell, your taste, and your touch, they function in the natural realm, in this earth realm. What you eat is natural food, so you taste it with your natural taste buds. You hear natural sounds. You see light waves in the natural realm, that which was created for this earth. In the supernatural realm, we have solical senses. The senses, just as your natural senses reside in your body, your supernatural senses reside in your soul. We're still so unfamiliar with how our soul operates, especially in relationship to the supernatural, that we can define quite a variety of different solical senses, and we'll get to those. But for now, just recognize that you are going to relate to the supernatural realm using your solical senses. But recognize that though it may seem foreign to you, you are already in authority over it, the solical realm. So when we talk about supernatural experiences, what are we talking about? Supernatural experiences can be broadly defined as the reality of the spiritual and natural realms breaking through and or being revealed to our soul, which exists in the supernatural realm. So it can go in a variety of different ways, but basically what you're listening to me right now with are your natural senses. Your supernatural, your solical senses are functioning, but at such a low level that odds are you're not picking up too much. So if something in the supernatural realm were to break through, you would notice it. For instance, in this teaching right now. If you all of a sudden noticed you were very excited about wanting to learn about the supernatural, you could even say it was quickened to you and could, if you ask God, perhaps conclude that this was his encouragement, that this was something he wanted you to experience. So at the basic level, God confirming or us having a quickening within ourselves, a hunger or a thirst, a desire, even that is a supernatural experience. It is where any of our realms, the natural, the soulical, or the spiritual, cross into one another. And what we are looking for, you and I, are those crossing over, those crossovers making themselves to our conscious awareness. They're happening right now without us being aware. Supernatural experiences are when we experience awareness of those things. This is why learning to wait on the Lord and being able to hear his voice for ourselves is so important. It's only by having our soulical senses tuned to him, to his reality, to the spirit realm, that we will be able to see from his vantage point and our new vantage point into the supernatural realm and our soulical senses. He cleans out our ears, so to speak, and he lifts the veil from our eyes, and he sensitizes us to his movement and utilizes all of our physical senses and develops our supernatural, our soulical senses, to become aware of even the slightest activity in the supernatural realm. He does not want us ignorant of these things. He did not create us to be victims of anyone, of anything. So even though there will be times when we'll be afraid, that's fine. Or when we'll be ecstatic and not able to control our understanding, we'll be overwhelmed, that's fine too. It's following where he leads and going with him. Not being dragged along and forced, but God wants us to want the things he wants for us. And he wants us complete, entire, and whole. And in order to do that, we will have to have our supernatural senses tuned. And we do that by learning to rule and reign over the supernatural realm. So I love this illustration in 2 Kings. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, the eyes of his servants, that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Now, the servant, being able to see, did not make them suddenly there. They were already there. Those horses and the soldiers and they were already working on behalf of protecting Elijah and his servant. But the servant didn't see. So by our seeing what's happening in the supernatural realm, it will affect it. But it doesn't make it all of a sudden start happening. It's already happening. You're just not aware of it. We want to be aware of it. If our senses are not tuned to what is going on in the supernatural, we will not recognize it. We may get occasional feelings or senses, But God wants us much more engaged than that. This is your birthright, to rule and reign over the supernatural realm, as well as the natural, to take dominion. We've got a long way to go, but hey, start where you're at. You've got all the time in the world. In fact, you've got more than that. You've got eternity. God has certain things set aside for you to learn here on this earth. And he wants you to learn them. So he's not going to hold back. You can go as quickly as you want to go, because this is something he wants for you. So, again, if our senses are not tuned to what is going on in the supernatural realm, we will not recognize it. It will still be going on. We will just not be able to engage in the battle, in the worship, in the rest, in the victory. So any area in your life where you experience an awareness of God, when God speaks to you, that's a supernatural experience. When you see an angel, that's a supernatural experience. When you're prompted to call someone, that's a supernatural experience. When you feel a burden to intercede for someone, that's a supernatural experience. When you are worshiping God and you're caught up into how wonderful he is, that's a supernatural experience. So any place in our lives where one realm crosses into our awareness, any realm, or all three at the same time, where we become aware of what's going on in another realm, or even in our soul, that's a supernatural experience. So we're not going to limit it to experiencing angels and demons and our gifts, or any particular one sphere, even though we are going to target certain aspects of the supernatural realm to give us goals and objectives and starting points. But it is likely, and we want to be open to God revealing himself to us in areas that we may not at all be familiar with. So think right now, let God know if this is okay with you, if you are giving him permission to teach you about the supernatural realm. Let's just go ahead and do that right now. Lord, we just give you permission to quicken our senses, and we desire this. We want our senses quickened. We want to be grown-up sons and learning whatever it is you're teaching us. And we accept the circumstances and the situations that you have planned for us to teach us how to function using not only our natural senses, but our solical senses as well. And increase our awareness. Make us more aware of what's going on around us. And remind us to always turn to you first. But we give you permission to do whatever's necessary. We acknowledge that in our spirit, we did that a long time ago. We gave you permission. But we consciously give you permission now that whatever is in store for us, we want it. We want what you want for us. And we recognize that you are leading and guiding us through this process. And that whatever it holds, you can handle it. We may not be able to, but you can. And we start out by saying thank you ahead of time, knowing that it's for our good. So starting right now, every day, Think back on that day, or even if you want to start out with your day, Lord, I want a supernatural experience today. Make me aware of it. And then be aware. Increase your own awareness. If you were expecting a very important phone call, and say you've got a cell phone, and you're walking around all day, and you got your cell phone, and you're expecting a phone call, a very important one. Say it's confirming you won the lottery, or you're expecting, you know, a call from a long-lost relative or someone with important news, and they were going to call today. You'd be going about your day, but you have an expectation, an increased awareness of the phone, so that when it rang, you jumped on it. You were ready for it. You had already had an expectation and made room for that phone call. Well, likewise today, expect God to reveal himself through a supernatural experience. Now, it may be that he reveals something that's going on in the supernatural that may not be so pleasant. But that's from him too. There's nothing to be afraid of or worry about. He created the supernatural realm. He created all the critters in it, good, bad, and ugly. They're all his. They're all his servants. And they are becoming yours as well as you learn to rule and reign as a son of God. So we want to look next at keys to experiencing the supernatural. Now, one thing as we look at the supernatural realm, want to remind us all that there's no exclusive approach. If what you are learning is increasing your dependence on God, that's what he's looking for. That's what he's happy with. It's not achieving some goal or fulfilling some call or ministry or standing up for fulfilling some, you know, a right or setting an example. It's, are you turning to him? Are you relying on God to make himself real to you in that situation? We'll never go wrong turning to him, depending on him. And we'll learn to develop scripts like, God, what's going on here? Lord, is this from you? Is this something I need to deal with? Now, odds are you've run into people who have had supernatural experiences. And odds are they're real happy to tell you all about them. But odds are a lot of those experiences should have been kept private. One of the first things God's going to want to know is, can you keep a secret? He wants to share his secrets with us. But by definition, a secret is private between us and him. There will be times when, yes, he wants us to shout our experiences and share them with others for a variety of reasons. But we start out with keeping God's secrets. Now, he knows how we're made, and he knows how sometimes we share things just so we can have them confirmed. But unfortunately, what happens a lot of times is we share things and they are debated, they are criticized, or we are frightened by the response. There's a separation that comes. So learn right off the bat, it's more likely best that unless the Lord tells you specifically to share, it's best to keep things private. It's not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just because the unfortunate approach to the supernatural realm has been so negative within the church. It's been so, don't touch the stove. And if you try to explain to others, I'm learning to cook. I'm learning to master the stove. I'm learning how the cooking utensils work. I'm learning to make my own meals. Instead of going out to the restaurant, to the church, to the fellowship, to others, I want to be able to prepare my own meals and my own stove. But you could get burned. You could burn your house down. You know, I'm willing to take that risk because I know in the process I'm learning how to cook. And I know precautions. I've been taught precautions, and God is teaching me how to know when the oven's turned off. There's a little red light, and it goes off when everything's off. And the checks and the balances are my responsibility. Just because there's danger involved doesn't mean we get off the hook for not learning to master it. So keep things private. Another key is to ask the Lord to create in you a hunger and a thirst. So let's do that right now. Lord, we just ask you to create in us a hunger and a thirst for those things in the supernatural realm, for what you want us to learn about it. Don't let us be satisfied with where we are now. Provoke us, Lord. Make us thirsty. Supernatural experiences can be desired and asked for. Again, God wants us to want what he wants us to have. It's not much of a gift if we don't want it. And we don't want to take God for granted. If he wants you to have something, it is a gift. Because it's for our good. And he knows what you need. Don't read too much into the training. It's all part of the process. What's important to God is you. The process, the training, the learning to overcome and rule and reign over the supernatural, it's simply so that your soul is more in line with your spirit and you can receive unconditionally more of what God is giving you unconditionally. So it's not so you're going to have to work harder or fulfill a mandate or a call or make a living or anything. It's strictly to more closely be in tune with God's goal for you, which is to make you able to fully receive everything he's unconditionally giving. Next is ask the Lord to help you to overcome any apprehensions. And we ask that, Lord, right now, help us to overcome any apprehensions or fears or concerns. And, Lord, we ask you to answer our questions. We ask, Lord, what concerns us? We ask you, what about this? What about that? What if I make a mistake? Will I get into something I won't be able to handle? And Lord, we ask you, we want to hear the answer from you. Recognize that this is about your relationship with God. This will expand your confidence in him as you learn the extent of your authority and responsibility over the supernatural realm. Next, ask the Lord to bring others into your life with whom you can share experiences that you can trust. and we'll pick it up there next Thursday. We'll be getting back together again at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Until then, have a great rest of the week. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Thanks for tuning in.